So we're at the planning stage, the O in the action format. What are the steps that I need to take to organize myself to make a plan here?
When we talk about organizing your plan of action, one of the things that we point out in the workbook is we want you to make a list of the things that you are currently paying for in your life right now. Because, you know, it's one thing when if I were to say, let me get you a bunch of tax deductions that you might be able to take through new expenses that you now incur. But I want to show you the impact right now. And that is, make a list of everything that you're currently paying for that might be ordinary and necessary to your business. Maybe it's a cell phone. Maybe it's your newspaper subscription. Maybe it's magazine subscriptions or other periodicals. Maybe it's internet access. Maybe it's cable television. Maybe you had to buy a TV so that you can watch the stock market tickers go by. Okay, maybe you had to purchase a PDA, maybe a BlackBerry, something along those lines. Maybe you had to purchase a computer, a printer, a fax machine. A lot of these different things that you're currently spending after-tax dollars on, if they were purchased for business purposes, that then you began to pay for those with before-tax dollars rather than after-tax dollars, you're going to see a huge difference. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people, when they hear me talk about those sorts of things, they say, yeah, but that doesn't really make that big of an impact. Think about this. If you're getting, you know, 40 some odd cents a mile for business use of your car, if you just kept up with the mileage at 40 some odd cents a mile, you start looking at it. I mean, just to make it simple, let's say it's 40 cents a mile. What would happen is that what if you went down to the bank and you got a bunch of nice, crisp $1 bills, and every 10 miles, you just wadded up four of those, rolled down your window, threw them out. See, people would think you were crazy. They'd say, why on earth would you do that? What kind of an idiot would you have to be to just throw money away like that? Well, you know what? If people are not deducting the business use of their car, that's exactly what they're doing. And the thing is, it starts adding up to a lot of money because, okay, $4, big deal. Well, $4, when we factor in that compounding effect, all of a sudden, $4 may be $40,000 or $400,000 over the course of many years, especially with the value of what that money could have been in a tax-deferred environment or even a tax-free environment, depending upon what type of retirement plan you're utilizing that in, what type of real estate plan you may be investing that money. Right now, you're giving it to the government. My challenge to people is, do you suppose that you could put that money to better use than the government could? My guess is you would say yes. My challenge to you is to do it.